FSU Police Chief David Perry says drivers will enter the stadium using Pensacola, just as they did last year, but they'll be leaving by way of St. Augustine.
Once the game ends, there will be clearly a path where traffic is supposed to travel using cones and markers and flashing boards and signs. So people will see the adjustment and they will be kind of forced and herded into the right route to get to St. Augustine to start on their travels home.
Anyone who wants a better look at the changes can view maps of the game day plan on the FSU Police website. The website also includes a list of items that are prohibited in the stadium. That list includes selfie sticks and drones. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.